just a little song.
Uprise. I heard the Uprise needs its own Spotify account. That's what I heard. I heard there is a request from very important people, VIPs.
J. Rowe, what's that? Let me explain something to you.
Talk to me.
Mamacita.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey, this music.
Does Mamacita still work?
It works.
Absolutely. It works?
Absolutely.
You ain't tried that. Absolutely. Don't even know what you're talking about.
I ain't tried none of that in years. I ain't tried none of them little lines in years. But I tell you what, though.
Tell me, bro.
I got to give a special shout out to my man.
All right.
At Loving the Uprise.
Oh, I saw that.
This, whoever it is, created a Twitter account. Tweeting OC every day until the Uprise is on Spotify. Now that's love, J.
Hey,
I'm
all about that. And that's why the special shout out is real. And you know what? I'm gonna get on that bandwagon. This needs to happen.
Okay. Listen, I'm telling you right now, I'm making it happen. But here's the thing. You have to make sure.
Okay.
All your ducks are in a row. You got to make sure everything is aligned properly
before
you come out. And you come out in full force.
This is true.
You don't want to just come out haphazardly and, you know, just be making mistakes and doing. No. We don't want to do that.
This is true. And you know what? That's why you are the leader of the Uprise movement.
The Uprise.
Because you have to be one with vision.
Yes.
Vision first. Yes. Patience.
Yes.
Understanding.
All of the above.
Yeah, all that stuff. And willing to listen to others' opinions.
You have to be able to do that.
You know, and that's a part of the Uprise.
We got some Portuguese on this song, by the way.
We do?
Yeah.
But
we'll get to that later.
Your Portuguese is amazing, by the way.
Eu falo português.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Você fala português? Por que não?
How much that cost?
Você entendeu? Você entendeu?
How much? £7? You got to start off low. I always think that somebody's negotiating a currency figure with me.
No.
So I'm trying to get it to the numbers. Mm-hmm. A bittersweet, the last game here in the UK.
I know, man. That was
what a month, right?
It was incredible. I got to tell you something. I am exhausted.
I'm tired too, bro.
I am physically exhausted, but I mean, God, they were talking all that trash.
Right.
There hasn't been a good game in London. There hasn't been a good game in London. And what happens?
That's how their mouth look, too.
Everybody's looking for something to be angry about, right?
You're right.
Everybody's looking for somebody to point the finger at.
You are
Why
right.
are they playing them games in London?
You're right.
This one hasn't been a game in London. And what happens? Back to back.
They got some. They
best
got some
games of the weekend, back to back.
Man, we got gifted out here. And you know what? Teams came out here with their backs against the wall, battled. We witnessed it. We had some good football, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, high-flying execution. People showed up to play. Fans got what they wanted, what they needed.
Wembley sold out again.
Man, I'm telling you, walking around there and just watching those crowds. When you got players in the NFL saying, whoa, this is amazing, it's commenting crazy on the crowd.
Yeah.
You know what? I think, what was the biggest college game you played in, you think?
I played against Nebraska in Nebraska.
There you go.
And that was crazy.
It's huge, right?
Yeah.
So when you go to the league, the NFL, you're kind of like, man, I really played in bigger games in college.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like NFL dudes are coming out here and it's giving them college flashbacks.
Yeah.
Huge packed out stadiums, rowdy. It's like you in college again. That's what, you know, if you went to a huge school, that's what you saw. I remember playing against Tennessee, my first game in college, playing against Peyton Manning when he was there, and I thought,
man, you're old.
I know. I was a freshman.
I don't care.
He was a senior. No, he was a junior.
Jay-Zell.
He was a junior.
He said Peyton Manning. What? What in college? Okay, go ahead, man. My bad.
I wanted to call him a senior, but he was a junior.
He was a junior.
Because I played him the next year at UCLA. Mm. And I just remember going there thinking, oh, dude, I'm not ready for this. There's 100,000 people, like, it's tripping.
Man, you know, I'm going to tell you something weird that happened to me when I played against Nebraska at Troy. You ever played in Lincoln, Nebraska?
No. I thought about going there.
The strangest thing.
Talk to me. I heard Lincoln is a special place.
It is. And so we go in there, and first of all, we get an ass kicked. Right? This is when Nebraska was Nebraska.
Yeah, they were beating people up.
Yeah. So we get an ass kicked. And after the game's over, they blow the final whistle, and the crowd gets up and starts clapping. And we're walking out, and like, yay, thank you, Trojans, thank you, good job, thanks for coming out, the whole crowd. And
just
I'm looking
nice
around
people.
Like, I'm like, yo, is this a trick?
Are they at the bus right now about to barricade
us? You understand what I mean? Apparently, this is what they do, win or lose.
Oh, man.
You're walking out, and they're clapping for you, they're thanking you for coming, and I had never witnessed nothing like that. But I'm used to, like, getting heckled.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know, people throwing batteries and water and beer on you.
Yeah.
And these people are clapping for you. Shout out to Lincoln, Nebraska, man. What a beautiful, nice people.
They are nice people, man.
Imagine that. I want you to put yourself in that mind frame. Imagine, who's UCLA's big rival?
USC.
USC. Yeah. Imagine.
Oh, no.
They're clapping for you. And thank you, UCLA. Thank you, Jason. You did great.
The things they say in the crowd.
Yeah.
UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles
versus
University of Southern California, USC.
Okay.
I can't believe people with their kids are allowing them to hear
that
and say it. I mean, the chants and stuff, you're like, what? Like, it's bad. I remember one time the year I was hurt in college, and I had to sit out a year. I remember running off the field, and I think it was at the USC game or something, and these guys in the crowd go, Jason Bell, you know, and you're thinking, oh man, they remember me, you know, 3 years starter doing my thing. Guy goes, Jason Bell. I look up, he goes, I hope you never come back. You suck. I said,
why?
Why? I'm a child. I'm 19 and I'm hurt. I was looking for the love. You
crazy.
Suck. Hey, man.
So your Rams,
yo,
got it done against the Green Bay Packers. What an incredible game that was.
Did you think before the fumble that if Aaron Rodgers got the ball back, he was going to come back and win?
They were going to win that game. I mean, that's just one of those lucky things that happen to you when you're winning games, and that happened to the Rams.
You're absolutely right, and that's something that needs to get across. When you're winning and you're rolling, the ball bounces your direction.
Almost every time.
Man, you're
almost
right.
Almost every time.
I will say this, though. These guys are really sharpening their sword, because in the playoffs, when you have to overcome something and bounce back, if you haven't faced adversity in a game, you don't really know who you are.
Have they faced adversity, though?
They had to come back.
Have they faced?
They were down. They haven't
have
been.
They,
faced
they
haven't
adverse.
Been.
They were down 10-0 in the first quarter.
I know, but that's still down.
Have they really faced adversity?
They haven't lost. So
you know the adversity I'm talking about.
Yeah, they'd have to lose a game, and somebody would have to play, like if Jared Goff or somebody got hurt.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about you're down two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Ooh.
7 minutes left.
Yeah, that's
7 minutes and 14 seconds to be exact.
There ain't a lot of that. I mean, that's what makes legends, right? That's why Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees are who they are.
You know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen.
Phillip Rivers can come back from something like that.
Your team, you're playing for the Packers.
Yeah.
You guys are down 14 with 7 minutes. I bet you're not even sweating.
No. As long as you get possessions.
You know?
As long as you get possessions, you're not.
I bet you're not even sweating.
Let me tell you something. You're right. And let me tell you what. You know, I watch the DBs.
Yeah.
Well, I think the kid's name is Jair Alexander, this corner they got.
La Jair. Oh. Shout out to Mark Chapman.
Shout out to Chappers. This kid, I think first round pick for him.
Okay.
They got a lockdown corner. He's running stride to stride with Brandon Cook, who is a ball of speed.
Yes.
And he's locking them down. This is their weakness. They didn't have really good DBs last year. And if you got guys that can get the ball back and turn it over,
yes,
and get it back to Aaron Rodgers and company, you got a chance, right? I wasn't really tripping on them as a team. I wasn't really threatened by the Packers. But okay. Now I am. Who's going to win that division?
That's tough.
That's a tough division. Who's going to win that division now?
Tough division. I don't know.
Minnesota's good, too. Even though they lost, they're good.
Minnesota's all right.
Man, Minnesota wants – I like Minnesota still.
You like Minnesota for the past 3-4 years we've been here.
I know, but they play
tough. As long as Harrison plays there, you like Minnesota.
Hey, man, shout out to my boy Harrison Smith. Shout out to my boy Anthony Barr. Shout out to Eric Kendricks. Mm. You know.
Carolina Panthers. What about the Carolina Panthers?
I don't even know what to say about them because
– Cam Newton's playing at an MVP level.
I'm so wrong about them.
Yeah.
How is Cam Newton is great?
Yeah,
right now.
You know what changed over there?
Tell me.
The offensive coordinator, North Turner.
Yeah, and everybody talked about
brilliant.
Him. Everybody talked about him being And you know what's funny? Yeah. We got all hyped up about these young offensive coordinators, the young gurus, and everybody's got this. Mm-hmm. North Turner been around longer than you, I, and everybody else in this room. Well, what about? We're adding Simon, so.
Yeah, Simon.
That might throw it off.
I don't know about Simon. I know. What about that handshake? We'll get to that.
Okay, we'll get to that. Finish your thought. So, North Turner comes in, and he's all about running the ball, play action, deep throws down the field, and then getting the ball out quickly to running backs. You know, that's what he does. Mm-hmm. And he has morphed this offense using the talent there. Christian McCaffrey is a three-down back, meaning he's on the field the complete time. You don't have to pull a guy off the field to put him on. So, fans, why is that important? Not only is he in the groove of the game, but now you don't get any defensive tips, right? Because as a defender, you take Christian McCaffrey out and you put in this other running back. This is their package they run with him. But if you got a guy that can play every three downs, mm-hmm. it's all disguise, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. He's always on the field. This dude's always on the field. You see why they drafted him in the first round. It bails out your quarterback, Cam Newton, when he's in a tough situation. He has somebody to drop it off to. And that defense, man, which is built around the two linebackers, Kuechly and Davis.
Yes, I would say that.
And the front seven. But I think
they're playing well, but Jason – now that you mention that defense, mm-hmm. they haven't lost a game since they signed Eric Reed.
So let me
have not lost a game since they signed Eric Reed. And I'm going to let you say what you got to say here, but I got to get into this Eric Reed
character.
Get
into this. I'm going to give you some credit. When that happened.
Yes.
Now, Eric Reed, obviously, him and Colin Kaepernick side by side together mm-hmm. in the movement, the forefathers.
Yes. I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
We said this, or you said this. When he got signed, we said, this is going to change this locker room.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And they can't lose. They can't play bad. Did we say that? Did we say that? And the reason we said that was if what they stood for and stand for is important to you as a player, say you're in that locker room and you haven't done anything.
Yeah.
This is your opportunity to put it on the line and say, I'm with you and I'm going to show it by the way I work because the way I work will validate.
Incredible.
Now, I watch film and I watch DBs. Yo, this dude hasn't played in this long. He's starting. He's making tackles. He's moving around. You know how hard it is to get in a defense as a defensive back just thrown in there and learn that?
Yeah.
Bruh, it took me a hard – no, it doesn't happen. So, you're right. I mean, nobody wants to talk about that.
Nobody wants to talk about that. But nope. I'll tell you something else, Jason. If you've paid attention, forget the football, because this guy's playing very, very well.
Yeah, he's playing good, right. And he's tough. I told you that time, I forget who it was. What game were they playing? And I told you, I said, I think Eric Rick is scrap.
He can fight, yeah. Yeah. I think it was Zach Ertz who tried to run
him. Yeah, he tried to run him up, and he scooped him up in the air. I said, ooh.
He gave him the business. Yeah. I want you to pay attention to what this guy is talking about after the games.
Yeah, he's using his platform.
Jason, shout out to Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. People want to talk about gangster, mm-hmm. and I'm talking about gangster with the A, not the ER.
Yeah,
we don't
yeah.
mess with the, with
yeah,
the
yeah,
ER gangsters.
Yeah, yeah. No.
People think shooting people and sipping lean and doing drugs.
Stabbing people.
People think that's not gangster.
There ain't nothing gangster.
That's
about
stupid.
That's pure stupidity.
What Eric
That'll
Reed.
Make you tough.
What Eric Reed is doing. Jeez. I sit there and I'm watching his interview after the game, after these guys have won. What this guy is talking about, some of the most amazing, incredible things, and he is just so courageous, man. It almost, I don't even know how it make, like when I'm watching him, I'm like, the courage of this man. Because Colin doesn't talk.
Yeah, right.
There's a reason for that, though. Yeah, this guy is, and then that whole, his explanation for what happened with Malcolm Jenkins. At first, I was like, Eric, man, you have to do that. You have to go on the field and do all that. You know, we don't want no division. Mm-hmm. When I heard his explanation, mm-hmm. I was like, listen, J-Bell. Listen. When I heard his explanation.
Right.
First of all, Jason, I work for the NFL.
Yep.
You work for the NFL.
Yes, we do.
What he said about the owners and their what they try to offer the whole players coalition. What's the word they use out here, Simon? Dodgy. That was a dodgy deal, man. And I didn't know this. At first, I was like, oh, okay, owners, okay, NFL owners, $90 million, okay.
If it's matched by the players.
And when he broke down
right.
the stipulations and all the things that had to happen,
yeah.
I said, hold on now.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Yes.
I'm not voicing my opinion.
No,
at
do
all.
It, please.
Devil's advocate, just because that needs to happen. If you are saying to someone, okay, you believe in something strongly.
Yes.
I do too. It makes sense.
Yes.
Charity, for example.
Okay.
If you're a charitable organization
mm-hmm.
or you have a foundation,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to match dollar for dollar
yes.
what I raise.
Okay.
Is that similar in their approach?
Oh, listen, they are well within their rights to do that.
Yes. So.
Well, and that might have been the correct thing.
Right.
But the players were protesting.
Yeah.
The owner said, we want you to stop protesting.
To match. We'll give you this money.
The protest was hurting business.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Okay.
I don't think it's racism. I think it's just business.
Right.
So the protest was hurting business. You wanted them to stop protesting.
Devil's advocate.
Hit me with it.
Devil's advocate. Very, very tumultuous times, right?
100%.
Okay. Things are moving fast, out of control, and the narrative is out of control of the NFL. Players, everybody together. Because of someone else.
Yes.
When you move fast,
mm-hmm.
you just move fast.
Yeah.
And when you come out of that, right?
Yeah.
Fast-moving vehicle,
yes.
you say, man, we were driving fast.
Yes.
And things happen,
yeah.
but it's just circumstances given, right?
Yes.
Once again, devil's advocate. Trying to make...
Here's what he said.
Okay.
He said, the owner said, we're going to do this, but we need a black person to front it. And Malcolm Jenkins was that black person. And Malcolm Jenkins... Immediately, they said they gave that $90 million or whatever.
Right.
Not only did he stop protesting, but there was an anthem policy within the next week.
Right. So you're saying they gave away all the juice?
I'm just telling you what Eric Reed said that I did not know.
Right. I was very familiar with this. So I cannot say I didn't know that. I was very familiar with this. A good friend of ours wrote an article about this that's in somewhere on an NFL platform. Tequila Spikes wrote an article on this.
Yeah.
Quite interesting.
There's a lot going on, man.
It's a lot going on. But to your point, it's good that he's back on the field.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't even be having this conversation. And it's good that they're playing well.
Outstanding.
Yeah. You know something on that that is kind of in the same realm of what you were saying, but makes me very, very proud. And I think this is what I try to convey to my daughter who's 4 and, you know, doesn't know much, but learn, you know, doesn't know much. Mm-hmm. Don't say that about my daughter, right? I heard a player say something. I'm not going to say his name. Interviewing somebody, asked him about a book or something, and he said, I'm not really into reading, but. And I thought, what?
Right.
Why would you? Everybody, you are huge. Kids everywhere. And you're going to, I'm not into reading? How do I trust what you're even saying to me?
Yeah.
Then you get someone else who's obviously making statements of his belief.
Yeah.
But if you have a belief, you better go dig deep and get some research and do all the dirty work to find out or validate your thought process.
Yeah.
And that's what we should be as athletes conveying. That's the message we should say.
Yeah.
Everybody, whatever, whoever you are, whatever you believe, man, don't believe this fast, quick social media, these hits. Dig deep. It's the same way we talk about when somebody asks you about what does it take to become a pro?
Yeah.
And you dig into, you were the second guy in the morning. The only person who beat you was who?
Everyone.
Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your whole career, to this day, I still only work out with you when I get my butt up early in the morning. You are disciplined. Everything you do, if somebody says something to you, somebody says something to us, we go listen, we go read, we mm-hmm. figure out, does that make sense? I mean, it's a complete correlation to why guys we played with had a lot of success, because they were looking for the truth. Say it was just in football.
Yeah.
Does the film tell me this?
Yes.
Oh, the coach said this, you know.
What does the film say?
Let me go in there and find out my thing that makes me a great player.
Yeah.
Let me go find that nugget that maybe they didn't see. Let me dig deep.
Yeah.
That's a quality sports gives young people that you carry throughout life. And in the locker room, people that are playing with a lot of these players in this moment of history are going to walk away with that influence. And it's going to help them later on in life, because that's what they saw in the locker room.
Yeah.
They didn't see just guys talking reckless, guys that actually were doing something, doing research, being aware, and not just taking what these little social media hits tell them.
I agree.
I know I'm tripping. I got crazy.
No, listen.
It just
100%.
This is what we got to do, OC.
Yeah.
OC, we have to show the world. NFL gets a black eye on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But we always defend it because we understand what it's done for us.
Yeah.
Not just financially, but the men we are and the relationships we have.
100%. 100%. And okay. Speaking of the protests, JB. I'm going to say something really controversial.
You sure you want to?
100%.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, because, you know, our podcast is like our family. I feel like they would tell me, Jay Bell, warn him.
No. Because here's the thing. I believe wholeheartedly, and I supported
mm-hmm.
these protests.
Okay.
And I think it's incredibly courageous
right.
and brave. But I always felt like something else had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I'm just going to say this and I'm going to leave it there.
Okay.
Right?
I'm listening.
So, Bernie Sanders started protesting against Amazon.
Okay.
Said it needed to increase the minimum wage.
Yes.
For workers.
Yes, because they employ so many people.
Yeah. I thought that was incredible. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I did. I was like, this is great. So, you know, they started doing that. It worked. Jeff Bezos said, okay, we'll increase your salary to $15 an hour, mm-hmm. which is going to do quite a bit for these people. Mm-hmm. $15 an hour. Mm-hmm. I think what we're really protesting, or what the players are really protesting, is for equality, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Real, tangible equality, right?
For Black Americans?
Yeah. I think that's really...
Yeah. Police brutality.
But it's really for equality. I mean, mm-hmm. police yeah. brutality...
Or any American, but just equality.
Equality. Mm-hmm. They want to be equal because, mm-hmm. you know, police wouldn't be disproportionately yeah. killing... If
listen,
you know...
We understand that. We've both been victims of...
Exactly. So
over aggressive behavior.
They're looking for actual equality, right? Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos is worth $150 billion. Mm-hmm. $150 billion. And he increases your salary to $15 an hour. And it does a bit, but they're happy. You understand what I'm trying to say? Here's the thing. That $15, they can never be Jeff Bezos.
I have an argument to that.
Give it to me.
I think that a lot of the media, especially financial magazines, whatever,
yeah.
they give so much lip service to his net worth. He's not telling you this. It's constantly pushed
is he worth
in people's 50, face.
Is he worth $50 billion?
But I'm
not
saying
even
it's constantly pushed in people's face.
Is he worth $50 billion?
Where they have to rationalize that. Yeah, but they have to rationalize that. And it's just not going to happen.
Is he a billionaire?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, no matter how much these workers protest, will they ever be Jeff Bezos?
Maybe.
You think they can protest their way into becoming Jeff Bezos?
Not protest, I said, but a protester could.
Could they protest their way into becoming Jeff Bezos? Could the people who are protesting... Mm-hmm. Will the person who they're protesting against ever give them enough for them to be equal to him?
I don't know how to answer this.
Good.
I have to think. I need to, you know what I need to do?
You need to read?
Yes.
Good. You gotta understand something.
I'm just
something,
not
J-Bo.
Gonna spit out something.
You gotta understand something, J-Bo.
Without, I wasn't ready for this.
You gotta understand something, J-Bo.
Yeah.
Protesting is a very courageous thing to do.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it can only get you incremental gains. Mm-hmm. Because you're protesting from a position of weakness.
Not all the time.
Give me an example of when you're not.
You.
Just one example of when you're not protesting from a position of weakness.
Well, if you are a labor source, a revenue source,
mm-hmm.
and that directly impacts the thing, and I'm not even talking about the NFL, just throughout history,
yes.
the thing that is fueled by that.
Mm-hmm.
You have power.
So why are you protesting?
Okay, let me tell you.
Tell me why you're protesting then.
It could be anything.
Why would you protest?
It could be standard of living. It could be
why
anything.
Would you be, why would you have a lower standard of living if you're in a position of strength?
I mean, because you're being exploited.
Doesn't that naturally mean you're coming from a position of weakness?
Doesn't mean it can't reverse.
How do you reverse it?
Numbers. The only thing President Obama said this one time, and this is why young people always need to be aware of what they are and who they are. Numbers, the masses are powerful together.
Good.
You got that Nigerian face on me. And when you got that Nigerian face on me, either A, we're going to have a great dinner, or two,
good.
It's time for me to leave.
Good. I just wanted you to talk yourself into the answer. And you did.
This is insight of me and OC's conversations constantly. This is exactly how they go. This is the truth. And it's
thank you. And I'm gonna leave it right there.
Leave me on a high note because I didn't know where I was going. I felt like I was going down one of them water slides, and you don't know what the end result is, and you're on vacation with your family, and you're like, man, I can't come out here, and something bad happened when I hit this pool. You know, it's little kids in the pool and everything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, it happened to me in Spain. What can I say?
This is the PG-13 version.
I mean,
of the conversation.
This is
we're not gonna get too deep into it.
No, but it's
right there where you left it.
Yeah. No.
Is exactly where we're gonna leave it at.
And it all started with the Panthers beating the Ravens.
Yeah. And that's where we ended.
Started with the shout out to the Texans winning.
Five in a row?
I love that. I got to give them love. Steelers, man. Connor, running the ball good. I like him.
He's played better than Le'Veon Bell.
Stop it. Get out of here.
He hasn't played better than Le'Veon Bell?
No, he's not better than Le'Veon Bell.
J-Bo, you just sat over here, right?
He's not Le'Veon Bell.
He just sat over here, Simon, right? And advised all our podcast listeners to read. But apparently he hasn't read that over his first eight games. This guy's responsible for a lot more yardage than Le'Veon Bell has ever been in his first eight games.
Sample size isn't big enough.
What are you talking about?
Listen, you can always find a way to skew statistics in your favor.
Explain to me how men lie, women lie, numbers will never lie. You can say he jukes and he jives and he does all. At the end of the day, the numbers say statistically he is playing better than Le'Veon Bell. Now, you can hate it. You can be angry. That's fine.
Ask Oski. Ask Oski. It's the way he writes it. Hashtag ask Oski. Ask J Bell. And the reason I said it is because days like this, I'm not going to beat Oski. He's winning right now, so I got to back myself out of a corner. One question. Jameis Winston, is he on the bench? What do you think?
Absolutely. He's gonna sit down for a while.
He's done. Okay.
He's gonna sit. Did you see what Fitzmagic did again last week? I think Fitzmagic has proven to be the better quarterback in that.
Everybody
system.
Was talking about wanting to be traded until the Magic came back. All right. Before we get into this, ask Oski. And Jay Bell.
Oski.
Doesn't it look like that?
But like,
you're
literally wearing glasses.
I know, it's true.
So, I mean, come on.
I want you to give our listeners insight on the handshake that happened earlier.
The funniest Remember? Thing.
You,
the funniest
You, you got to break this down.
The funniest
You got to say how this went.
So, our main man, Al, comes in.
Yeah.
You know.
Managing director.
Yeah.
NFL UK.
Yeah. Alistair Kirkwood comes in. And, you know, he sees Jason. Gives Jason a straight up dap.
Nice. You know? Like we on the street.
Right. You know, he sees me, gives me the same thing, brings me in for the little, you know, when you do the handshake, you do the shoulder tap, you know,
Consistent.
Swag.
Yeah.
Because Al's swaggy.
Yeah.
He sees Simon. He sees Simon. And he extends his arm a full 2 feet in front of him and shakes his hand.
And what does he say?
You tell us what he said, man.
He said, that's a nice middle-class handshake.
Oh, man.
He said,
so funny.
He said, I wish I had my umbrella.
I don't even know.
It's just
so funny.
The fact that he can just, he's got it figured out, man.
He's got it all figured out.
Shout out.
You got to be able to do that in this
life. You got to be able to adjust.
Yes, sir.
Or else the ball's going over your head.
Oh, yeah. If you would have reached out to me and gave me that handshake,
I'd have thought we had a problem.
Yeah, I would have looked at him. I'd have been like,
what happened?
Is it real, KL?
Is my card to get in here still work? Oh, my gosh. Sam asked straight up as a fan, is there a more frustrating quarterback to watch than Blake Bortles.
It's probably accurate.
Yeah.
Break Bortles. I think not right now, not in today's game, because you see what the talent that Jacksonville has, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and you know that the only thing he has to do is just not, you know, and he's just so inconsistent, man. It is the strangest thing to watch, man. And I just think it's tough to watch, man. It's tough.
Tough to watch, man. I got another one for you. Suzanne.
Okay.
You're going to like this.
Shout out to Suzanne.
Yeah. Can we get some love for the Ravens defense? You guys don't talk about them. A franchise record 11 sacks. Why are people not talking about them more? Well.
Susan, that's the question at the wrong time.
Yeah. you jumped the gun.
Yeah, you jumped the gun a little bit.
But no, they are great. I really like their safeties.
Do you like their safeties?
I do like their safeties, mm-hmm. And it's because there's something about disguising coverages I love. They do a great job with that. I mean, they're a great defense. They had hey man,
they
Carolina. We just said Carolina surprised me, but yes, great.
Had a
defense.
Rough two games in a row.
They had a rough two games. We got time for more.
Yeah. All right. They want more.
All right. We got time for more. Okay.
You got to give the people what they want.
Julie says, "Osi, you are so humble. Putting yourself at number 3 most handsome in the world, does that mean Mark Chapman and Jay Bell are number 2 and 1 and Tom Brady only number 4? Love the podcast. Thank you so much, both of you." I think she was being
trying
to show us love.
I'll say this, Julie.
Yeah. Thank you, Julie.
The two people who are ahead of me are definitely not. Jason Bell. Oh. And even if they were, I would never admit it.
Oh, man. You gonna like this one because it's coming from our reviews.
Okay.
And they've been coming in on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, other podcast providers, on Spotify. Mm-hmm. I see it. I listen to it, actually, sometimes on that.
You listen to what? The podcast?
On Spotify sometimes. I change it up.
On Spotify?
Sometimes I do Spotify. Sometimes I do iTunes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you the guy who leaves the 1-star review on there? Is that you?
Hell.
Because there's only one 1-star review, and I think that might be you, Jason.
It might be somebody I've offended in the past, but it's definitely not me.
Because the attack is on me. So.
Am I on there reviewing, putting 1-star saying,
OC needs to go. I don't know who that OC guy is. He needs to go off that show. He's holding Jay Bell back. I'm just kidding.
I love it. Oh, Davy Duck says, isn't it? How do you do it?
In it.
Isn't it? No, he says, isn't it? So that's the other way.
In it.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Yeah, it's just the S is silent. In it.
Oh, in it.
In it.
He said, it says, first class podcast. Jay Bell, a great talker with outstanding knowledge. Thank you.
Okay.
OC, by now, the second most handsome man in the world. Shout out.
You see what I mean?
Shout out.
He knows what's up. In it. I'm moving up. Every single week, I'm moving up.
Oh, please keep coming with the questions, the reviews. They're great. Subscribe. Please subscribe, because I'm telling you, the NFL is the not-for-long league. And we want to be on here long. For long.
Let's do it.
The For Long Podcast. Hey, get involved on Twitter, you know, the hashtag, Ask J Bell, Ask OC. Holla at you later.
National For Long.
National For Long.
We're out.
Holla at us. Uprise. Mamacita, Angelina, you deserve a trophy, cause you're a winner. I don't want to lie, you see, you're a blessing in disguise to me. Take you to Mr. Chow and get a table for two. Financially stable, I'm able for you. Cause it's your birthday and we up in the club. Spoil you in the worst way until you had enough. Cause it's your birthday and we turn it up. Spoil you in the worst way, you can never get enough. Been around the world, seen so many girls, but never seen nobody like you. Been so many places and seen so many faces, but I never thought I'd find someone like you. Mama
senorita, senorita. I never leave her, because I need her. Mamacita, Angelina. You deserve a trophy, because you're a winner.
Diga que me ama, nunca me deixa. Fala suas palavras, amor e me beija. Eu só quero dançar com você a noite toda. Eu só quero que você não vá embora. Tell me you love me, you'll never leave me. Make it romantic whenever you see me. I just wanna move with you all night. So man, you can get away.
Been around the world, I've seen so many girls, but never seen nobody like you. Been so many places, I've seen so many faces, but I never thought I'd find someone like you. I need her, Mamacita, Angelina.